There's a booming housing market from Ghana to Nigeria to Kenya. More and more Africans are moving to major urban centers like Nairobi to earn a living, and they are looking for housing. They are the driving force behind new developments like Bahati Ridge, about 45 kilometers outside Nairobi. Here, dozens of homes have been built right up against lush farmland. Nairobi is surrounded by thousands of fertile acres like it. But developers like Bahati Ridge chairman Joseph Kibi says it makes far more business sense to build homes on this land.
Agricultural land is cheaper than residential land.
He argues real estate development is far more lucrative than farming. Kibi says that is why he uprooted half of his 180-acre coffee farm to build the housing development. Coffee bushes are grown on some of Kenya's most fertile lands, and their beans are sold to high-end coffee stores around the world. Agricultural economist Kenny Kitonga says 10,000 acres of the bushes have been uprooted for real estate over the past 5 years. He argues that urban expansion is threatening the country's agricultural sector, a key source of exports and foreign exchange.
We moved to a situation where a lot of land is being converted into real estate. What we are saying, we are denying agricultural sector some very productive resources.
Also alarming, says Kitonga, is the potential impact of urban sprawl on food security.
Kenya is a food insecure country at the moment. That is to say, we are unable to serve our people. A majority of our people are not able to access basic foodstuffs on a continuous basis.
The African Development Bank says there are 300 million middle-class Africans, but the bank defines middle class as anyone spending from $2 to $20 U.S. dollars a day. The World Bank, headquartered in Washington, D.C., sees urbanization as a key driver for domestic growth, one of the reasons it has a positive long-term outlook for Africa. It says Africa's growth will continue to impact social and demographic dynamics on the continent. The bank says currently 40% of Africa's 1 billion people live in cities. That figure is expected to rise to 50% by 2030, adding to the pressure to find new sources of land for settlement. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, Washington.